Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom with a side of real talk. Ever feel like you're constantly running on this hamster wheel of pressure? You know that feeling when you trip up, miss up, or just don't meet some self-imposed standard, and bam. The inner critic comes out, swinging. Well, today we're diving into the science behind something called self-compassion. It's not about being a pushover or letting yourself off the hook. It's about rewiring your brain to treat yourself with kindness, understanding, and even a little love during those tough moments. Because let's face it, everyone messes up. The key isn't avoiding mistakes, but how we respond to them. Think of it like this. You wouldn't berate your best friend for dropping their phone in the toilet, right? You'd probably offer a shoulder to cry on, maybe even crack a joke to lighten the mood. So why do we treat ourselves so much harsher when we stumble? The good news is, science says that self-compassion isn't just some fluffy feel-good concept, it actually has real benefits for our mental and emotional well-being. Studies have shown that people who practice self-compassion tend to experience less anxiety, depression, and stress. They also bounce back from setbacks faster and build stronger relationships because they approach themselves and others with more empathy and understanding. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Sounds great in theory, but how do I actually do it? Well, self-compassion isn't about becoming a walking Hallmark card, it's about developing a mindful awareness of your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's about recognizing that suffering is a part of the human experience, and being kind to yourself when those tough moments arise. Imagine yourself as a coach cheering on their team, offering words of encouragement and support even during challenging plays. That's the essence of self-compassion, being your own best friend. Rooting for yourself, and acknowledging that you're doing the best you can with the tools you have right now. Think about it like this. When you make a mistake, instead of dwelling on it and beating yourself up, try to approach it with curiosity and understanding. What happened? Why did it happen? What can you learn from this experience? Remember, everyone makes mistakes, even the most successful people. It's how we handle those mistakes that truly matters. By practicing self-compassion, we create a space of acceptance and growth, allowing ourselves to learn, evolve, and become more resilient. Now let me paint a picture for you. Picture yourself in a meeting, presenting an idea that you've poured your heart and soul into. You start strong, feeling confident and excited to share your vision. But then things take a turn. Someone raises a critical question, throwing you off your game. Suddenly, your mind races, doubt creeps in, and you feel a wave of anxiety wash over you. This is where self-compassion comes into play. Instead of spiraling into panic or letting the negative thoughts take hold, take a deep breath, remind yourself that it's okay to feel this way, and gently redirect your focus back to the task at hand. Acknowledge the challenge, offer yourself words of encouragement, and keep going even if it means stumbling a bit along the way. Remember, you're human, and it's perfectly normal to experience these kinds of moments. So how do we cultivate the superpower of self-compassion? It's like building any new habit. Start small, be patient with yourself, and celebrate your progress along the way. You can practice mindfulness techniques, which help you become more aware of your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Engage in activities that bring you joy and nourish your soul. Surround yourself with supportive people who uplift and encourage you. And most importantly, remember to treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. Listen, self-compassion isn't about being soft or avoiding challenges. It's about approaching life with greater resilience, empathy, and grace. It's about recognizing your worth, embracing your imperfections, and understanding that you're worthy of love and kindness, especially from yourself. So go out there, treat yourself like the amazing human you are, and let's build a world where self-compassion reigns supreme. Remember, if you found this episode helpful, hit that subscribe button and share it with someone who could use a dose of self-love. Until next time, stay balanced and keep striving for greatness, one kind thought at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.